Hey everybody, it's me, Marn. For whatever ghost computer possession reason, we lost the last 5 or so minutes of Clown's audio for this episode. You hopefully shouldn't notice anything except that she is just being really quiet for the last 5 or so minutes. But there is one part where she read one of the matchups and I just dubbed it over. So just so you know, that's what's up. Alright, enjoy Champs in the Making!
Welcome to the best idea ever podcast of all time, Champs in the Making, a Pokemon bracket podcast where we take all 1,008 so far Pokemon, put them up against each other, and kill them!
Yippee!
We have established over the course of this show that they do go to Christian hell when we talk about the dragon.
Okay. Whoops, sorry to damning you to Christian hell, Dragonite.
Dragonite is now in Christian hell.
God, Dragonite didn't deserve that, Dragonite, but you know, it had to happen. Catholic. And
the seventh prince of sloth, Dragonite.
Oh yeah, is it biblical hell or is it Dante's hell?
No, it's Christian hell.
Well, what? Yeah, Christian hell. Christian hell is on like a person-to-person basis as to what that means.
Welcome to the episode of Champs in the Making where we have a deep theological debate.
Yeah, let's just take a break and talk about.
All right, Martin, pause the timer. We have to do something to iron out.
Where do they go?
We're about to start round 5 of this bracket. Welcome to episode 103. We took a short break for Riley to set up round 5. Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Marn. I use she, her pronouns.
Do we go up? It's me, Logan. I use he, him pronouns.
And it's me, Jacqueline. I use she, her pronouns.
I'm Clown. I'm also here. I use she, her.
And I, too, am here. And I am Ty. And I use he, him pronouns.
Oh. And thank you, Riley, for taking 15 to 20 minutes to make us a new bracket, because we accidentally finished round 4.
Woo!
Our first matchup of round 5 is Zigzagoon versus Milotic.
What, one of these is tattooed on my body. And one of them is Milotic, so I'm voting for Zigzagoon.
I can't disregard the fact that Zigzagoon is the world's best friend Pokemon. It picks up things mm-hmm. for you, and that's all you need from a Pokemon.
Yeah, sometimes you can pick up Zigzagoon. A Master Ball.
Yeah, I also don't like Milotic because I feel like it started a lot of the like Pokemon company really embracing like yassifying. The evolutions.
If we didn't get like, Milotic, we wouldn't have had fucking I forgot the Twink's name, but the Galar water type final.
Yeah. Also, like, I mean, granted, like, we can't forget our history, like, Jinx started it, we know. But
Jinx like, started bad.
But like, at least she was like a human woman adjacent. And this I fear we're going too far.
I'll say one thing for Milotic is that I think that I like that it's not pure like sleekness. It's got mm-hmm. like a weird choppy design to it. Like the tail is completely disconnected design wise from the rest of it. I think that's kind of cool.
I think that Zigzagoon is one of the best like route one, like first Pokemon you will encounter on your journey type of guys.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Like, he is the... Zigzagoon is, like, one of the platonic ideal normal type.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's just a fancy raccoon, but, like, what else do you need?
Yeah, but, you like, don't? Also, is he a weasel? Who knows?
Is he a dog? Is he a raccoon?
I mean, Zagoon rhymes with raccoon.
Isn't that also... It also kind of sounds like mongoose.
Yeah, like... Oh, but and Linoon is much more like a mongoose.
Linoon is like a badger, I thought.
Much to think about.
What you think about?
So much. Wow.
They sort of represent, this family of Pokemon represents all of everyone's favorite animals, and for that it wins.
I also like that it has a black and white variant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The punk rock
those
one.
Are cool. This, yeah, the punk rock guy.
Yeah.
Are we all in on glam rock guy?
Are we all in on Zigzagoon? It sounds like we're all in on Zigzagoon.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! That was an easy one. Now for our next matchup, if someone would like to read it.
It is Smeargle versus Clough. Hello again, Smeargle.
Smeargle's back. I still love Smeargle. Nothing has changed.
I don't have strong feelings.
I love Clough.
Yeah.
So is this one of the ones you were talking about? A better design?
Yeah, I think Clough rules.
Yeah, I love that Martin's like, you know what's rules. A better design for a shellfish? Instead of it was a shellfish, what if it was a Clough?
Yeah, we got too far away.
What if it was a rock with googly eyes? And Martin's like,
Martin's like, Clough's design is clapping perfect. Meme.
And it's got a little bit of hair going on.
Clough,
yeah, and you find a really big one.
Clough you look at and you think that's a Pokemon. If you look at whoever the fuck was it again, Clawitzer. No, the other one.
Oh, Clawitzer.
You
okay,
think that's a Digimon.
Thing. That's fair. That's fair.
And its shiny is blue.
The original color of Clawitzer.
I see that I can't win here.
I think if Clough looked more like a Digimon, I would be inclined to vote for it. Like, if it had, like, some guns, like, more guns.
Yeah,
like,
I wish it had a gun.
Like, no, two guns at least. One gun is no good.
Yeah, no, apparently you need more than one gun to get through this bracket with this.
Maybe some jorts. That would be pretty much perfect to me.
Honestly, if Clough...
I think you could put jorts on
Clough. If
Clough
had jorts and or Clough evolved into a crab with, like, huge, thick thighs and jorts, I would vote for that.
If Clough wore pants, would it wear them like this or like this?
What's the most jorts energy Pokemon? I think it might be Machoke.
Yeah.
Raichu?
Yeah. I can see Raichu in some jorts. Absolutely.
Raichu's got the like jorts and tank top energy going riding on the waves.
This is a weird one. It might be Diglett or Dugtrio.
Wow.
Okay.
No, they're absolutely naked.
Like you know the one like that have people who are just like buff as fuck just dress up Diglett head and then like really tight jorts.
Yeah.
Diglett's a never nude.
Oh my God.
There are dozens of them.
It's Smeargle no contest.
Yeah, it's Smeargle.
I'm Clough.
I would vote for Clough with jorts, but since he does not have jorts, I will be voting for Smeargle.
I'm clasping Clown's hand. I'm standing with you. Clough is not going to make it. But...
See you in hell, Clough.
Clough and unlovable Clough.
Who would like to read the next matchup? Oh, no.
Can I leave?
We've got
can I go to the nurse?
No, versus Furret. Stay here and vote.
Mom.
This is what being an adult is, Clown.
Look, Furret is just bad Zigzagoon. I'm voting for
Wooper. I like Wooper.
No. I've sat through so much bullshit in this recording session for you to say that Furret is a bad Zigzagoon is fucking nonsense.
Okay, well, I would not say that, to be fair. For the record, that was purely Logan.
I'm directing all of this at Logan.
I'm so sorry.
Furret is my best friend. Furret is so long and the perfect size for being your best friend. Wooper's cute. I get it. Wooper is this fun little guy and it walks around and it plop, plop, plop with its tiny little feet and it splashes and it falls down the water. Furret is the best Pokemon. Furret's the winner of the bracket.
I love both of these Pokemon, but I love Wooper more. I was so excited when Wooper got a new regional variant.
Pooper, my beloved. This. That's all I'm saying.
There he is.
This. Yes. This.
Wooper. Wooper's great. He's a great smile. The little markings on Furret's face, it's like straight pointing back tail, it's like wriggly nature, it's little ears, it's hairline, it's perfect hairline.
It has a hairline, isn't it? Whole body fur.
It looks like a funny little hairline to me. The stripes, there's something so like Furret. Furret is the Pokemon, and I understand that to others Wooper might be the Pokemon, but Furret is the Pokemon. And I just want to stand here and say that Furret is so good.
I'd
like to right here on recording walk back my statement that Furret is just a bad Zigzagoon. It's more than that.
Thank you.
But listen, look at Wooper in a little beanie.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that is pretty cute.
Wooper's got the Wi-Fi symbol on it. This guy's a fucking hotspot.
Whoa.
This guy plays fighting games on Wi-Fi. Kill him.
Wooper and Quagsire are like one of my favorite water-type evolutionary lines, which is a bold thing for me to say as someone who has a Politoed sticker on my computer that I'm looking at right now. But... Oh. Wooper is one of my favorite water type Pokemon. I love him. And I'm going to vote for Wooper.
Sounds like it might be Wooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Team Wooper. If I didn't vote for Wooper, I don't think I could live with myself.
You couldn't look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah.
But I walk away from this being a Furret respecter, even while sending Furret to the Christian Hell.
Thank you.
I agree. I love Furret.
My final word on Furret before we kill it and skin it is that I think that Furret is like the last vestiges of a really fun form of Pokemon where all the Pokemon like feel like they could exist in your backyard. Like they could be weird little magical animals in a different world you could step right into if you take the wrong path. And I think that's lovely. Goodbye, Furret.
Yeah, the Centret Furret line and the Zigzagoon Linoon line were like the last of the really great, like, basic normal Pokemon to me.
Beedooth
is close, five, but it's like really punchable.
Yeah. Damn, round five is we're truly just like taking our faves out back and shooting them with a gun. Yeah. Would anybody like to read match four?
Oh. Okay, it's Mew versus Butterfree. These are integral to my childhood, and yet I feel not much when I look at them.
Yeah, same.
I will say, I think that Mew has gotten this far on nostalgia factor. I think Butterfree has gotten this far on a lot of us were of the age to watch that one episode of Pokemon where Ash has to, like...
Yeah, I was just about to say...
Take his Butterfree and, like, shoot it with a shotgun.
Don't worry, I'm younger than that age, and they made sure, like, all the marketable, like, Pokemon, like, DVDs, when DVDs were, like... You know, when it was that and not Netflix, they made sure to put on the fucking Bye Bye Butterfree episode. Do not worry.
Speaking of sadness, what's happening with the sprites we're looking at? Why are they both experiencing ennui?
Oh yeah, they're so sad.
Because they know that one of them is about to go to hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm Team Butterfree just because I actually like that thing. That's my, like, if I play any Kanto games, that's my go-to for, like, Brock, if I don't have like a Bulbasaur.
Yeah,
I'm a legendary hater. I'll say it. I don't like Mew very much.
Based. I only like one legendary, and that's because I'm legally obligated.
Yeah, I don't really care about Mew. I'm good with Butterfree.
Yeah, Butterfree.
Fuck it, Butterfree.
Butterfree has a cool Gigantamax. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it already won, but let Mew really have it.
Mewtwo's cooler. Oh. Who wants to read the next matchup?
I can. So it is Snorlax versus Skitty. My vote is for Snorlax.
Yes, me too.
I think if Skitty was up against any other Pokemon, I would vote for Skitty, but it's Snorlax.
It's Snorlax.
I think I'm Team Skitty, and I know this is really funny after coming out of the, like, I think Mew made it on childhood nostalgia, but Skitty's that for me. So.
Skitty's quite cute. I am on the Snorlax side. I like to imagine it wearing, like, a little outfit. Or like a little hat and going about its day, and it makes me happy to think about that.
You should look up the Pokemon Unite skins.
Yeah, they got outfits.
Yeah, the MOBA has outfits for them.
Yeah, because some of the outfits for Snorlax are very good.
Oh yeah, doesn't he have one where he has like a little suit or a hat or something? People clowning on that one. I think he looks quite good though.
He has like a chef one where he has like a chef coat and a chef hat.
There's one where he's like working on his fitness.
Yeah, there's one where he's like at the gym.
Oh, these are quite cute.
He's just a pineapple.
Yeah, the pineapple one is good.
There's one where he's got this really cute Hawaiian shirt on and heart eyes sunglasses, and that's what I want to grow up to be, is this Snorlax.
Oh, Bulbasaur is what I was thinking of with the hat and the vest. Not Snorlax. These are pretty cute, though. I think the Pokemon, like, offshoot games have done a lot for Snorlax's image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because when we were kids, he was just, like, a fucker.
Yeah, he was just in the way.
Yeah, people talk about how cute Snorlax is all the time, but I think we have to remember, like, even like the anime and stuff, Snorlax was such like a piece of shit. I'm realizing with Snorlax, I think Snorlax has such like a lesbian energy. Snorlax embodies like both like butch and femme, like to a like incredible degree, that I'm realizing looking at all these Pokemon Unite skins. I'm feeling like there's a power here to Snorlax.
I have on Bulbapedia now uncovered something that the Pokemon Company did do a advertising campaign last year that specifically focused on Snorlax. There was some image revealed.
Yeah, they literally did a PR campaign for him.
Wow.
And it worked.
That's awesome.
And it worked.
Alright, well, Snorlax. Sorry, Clown.
Skitty's great, though. Yeah, Snorlax.
Yeah, Skitty's great, but, you know, Snorlax.
I'm voting for Skitty legally, but, like, I cede the victory.
Our next matchup is Drampa versus our friend again, Spiel.
Okay.
Wow.
Listen, I have one thing to say again. Second time in one night. Drampa, dragon type. Spiel, ice type. That's all I'm saying.
I do like Drampa, but I'm gonna vote for Spiel.
I'm shocked that Drampa has made it into round 5. What are we even doing,
Drampa?
Here?
Yeah,
I genuinely enjoy Drampa. Like, Drampa's a funny guy. Like, he's an old dragon. Like, he's just a goofy old man.
I love that.
But, like...
And, yeah, he did stumble in here, and it was not supposed to be here. And
yeah. But, like, Spiel is round.
Yeah, still, Drampa? We're on the bowling ball thing. If you could use this bowling ball, it gets a lot of extra points.
Drampa won against Snorunt?
I don't really care for Snorunt. I would have voted for Drampa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I can respect that, but also you're wrong.
I want so badly to spite vote for Drampa, but I like Spiel better.
I like Drampa. I'm just like shocked that it's made it 5 rounds.
It beat Inkay too.
Inkay? No way.
Yeah.
Inkay, LGM, these are hard hitters, I think, and I don't know how Drampa's gotten past them. I think people have been like, people think that like they want like a funny grandpa dragon, and they don't. They don't want to face the reality of what that would actually mean.
Yeah,
you're gonna have it for 2 months, and then you're gonna put it back into a shelter, and it's gonna die there.
Jesus Christ!
Don't adopt a Drampa. you're tone not committed.
Tone it down to Triumphant.
So send it to hell.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Goodbye. Goodbye, Triumphant. Goodbye. Who would like to read the next matchup?
Okay. It's, it's Sylveon versus Slowbro.
Okay, so trans rights, we all know that, blah, 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 whatever. But have we considered that Slowbro walked with his color scheme so that Sylveon could run proud?
Could run, yeah.
Mm.
I do love Slowbro.
I like the weird shelter on Slowbro more than I do Slowbro.
The weird shelter is part of Slowbro.
Yeah,
but it's also kind of its own guy, you know what I mean?
But, like, they're together.
Yeah, but...
they're a package.
I like that he wears the weird shelter in different ways, depending on what kind of Slowbro you're looking at.
I'll also say, he also has cute outfits in Pokemon Unite. I would argue cuter outfits than the one that Sylveon has.
I know I said that Snorlax is a lesbian, but I also want to say that I think Slowbro is T for T. tooth for tail.
Tooth for tail, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Also, Sylveon, because, like, everything else aside, it's a weird fucking dog. Like, that's a weird dog. That's a dog with Sylveon tendrils that strangles things to death. That's, alright, yeah.
Sylveon is our last evolution left in the bracket, I think.
Okay, yeah, now I'm going up to bat for Sylveon extra hard.
Slowbro is my bro.
It's Sylveon for me.
This is hard.
This is hard. I wasn't a big Sylveon person until I found out that it's the ribbons are technically tentacles.
Yeah.
Yes. There's the big extra life battle of Sylveon made me like a staunch Sylveon defender. But I do love Slowbro so much.
Yeah, this one sucks. Whoever we have to send to hell, I doesn't deserve it, but
listen, that's why you have to send Slowbro to hell, because it's water type.
Listen, hold on, it stands a chance.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. So Slowbro is going to be super effective against everything down there. Sylveon is going to be weak.
Look at him.
Gardening style.
Oh, he has a little hat.
There is a little hat there. Oh.
Oh,
that little hat is very good.
Look, he's a lifeguard.
Something about Slowbro. Slowbro is like, in the whole Slowpoke, Slowking line, there's not an animal that they are. Like they But I think they've invented a new category of animal that's like permanently been placed in the animal kingdom in my brain. Like if I try and access a catalog of animals from memory, I think Slowbro will just end up in there.
And then it's like cats, dogs, Slowbros, and some real world animals that I know.
I always thought that he was like if a tiny hippo was like an otter.
Allow me one more insane monologue. Does anyone else think that maybe the fact that like Slowbro has this sort of like shelter over tail relationship happening, this represents some sort of like, you know, that like common fan fiction relationship trope where it's like, everyone wants you, but you're all mine. And it's like, I think this like related to like the Slowpoke tail delicacy and like, oh, I'm protecting you from everyone else, but also I get to bite your tail. It's like this sort of, is this anything?
Is this for or against Slowpoke?
I don't know.
I think I've changed my vote to Slowbro. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I think I have as well.
Slowbro, 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 Slowbro.
I have to vote for Sylveon too. Yeah.
Slowbro, 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 Slowbro.
The thing is, I feel that Sylveon has skated by for too long. It beat Lampent in round 3. It beat Sinistee in round 4.
Oh, see, it's, yeah, see, it's been committing crimes. Get it, send it to hell.
Yeah, fuck it, deserves, whatever, I'll look for Slowbro Tail.
The first Pokemon that deserves hell on this list.
Get that dog out of here. All right, you can't bring dogs in here. All dogs go to hell, actually. It'd be Cacturne? What are we even doing here?
I think these episodes are just named whatever number they are, but man, last episode could have been Bowling Ball, and this one could have been All Dogs Go to
All
Hell.
All Dogs Go to Hell! All right, I think we have time for at least one more. Who would like to read match 8?
Oh, yep. Fuck.
Do we have time for this?
Hello, it's me, Clown, from critically acclaimed podcast Riley Hopkins and Their Amazing Friends. I'm here to read the next matchup. It is Charmander versus Wartortle. And I'd like to express that I think Wartortle is the better Pokemon.
No!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, my baby!
Clown, I'm with you.
Yeah, literally the leader of the Squirtle squad.
Yeah, I'm a staunch like middle evolution starter. Those are some of my favorites, and I think Wartortle is just a straight up like cooler design than Charmander.
Might be. I think it's my favorite of the Squirtle line. Like, it's that perfect midpoint between Squirtle and Blastoise.
And I can't stress enough, it's the leader of the Squirtle squad with cool sunglasses.
I think Charmander is cool. However, it can't stand up to a very cool water type.
Listen, I like him. I like his little belly. I like that you don't know that he's going to be a dragon yet. So you're like, oh, he's a little fire dinosaur. That's fun. Listen, I know that I've lost, but I am voting for Charmander.
I like that Charmander's Bulbapedia page makes a note that he appears in the music video for the song that Ed Sheeran put out for Scarlet and Violet.
Wow, what a great, yeah.
It's not his fault he got booked.
Charmander's booked and busy. It's not Charmander's problem. I mean, Charmander probably going to go downstairs and rule hell now, so.
Yeah. All right, that was our timer. This is officially our last matchup. We have made some choices here on this day.
That was a fourth of the round.
Holy shit. That was a fourth of round 5, huh?
Truly carving a bloody path.
Yeah, the deeper into this bracket we get, the more choices we make.
Yeah, there's definitely some poor choices happening here.
I mean, until next time, bye.
Bye. Bye. It's a shame we don't get to hear the theme song. The theme song's really good.
In the Making, like all shows on the Moonshot Network, is made possible in part due to our lovely patrons on patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. Thank you to $50,000 of puppet school debt and a lifetime ban from Trader Joe's. A failsafe. A fell. Aaron Shelton. Alex Keswick. Alex Kyra. Amy. Andrew Sherman. Anissa Danny. Anthony Charlier. Ben Schwinn. Ben Active. Big Brother Benji Waterman. Birdlord 5000. Brian Melvin Stapleton. Christopher Byron. Circle Hunter. Claire. Colton Corbett. Daniel Miller. Danielle. Dapper Cuttlefish. Dean Dean. Etta Mendez. Eve Patty's Chicken. Electric Gaunt. Elias Rosner. Emma Shannon. Emery. Evan Jenkins. Philo T. Hazard. Flips MCL. Foonie Sherman. George Coulson. Grizzytron. Hamlet Cooper. Honeybee 155. Impernia. Indigo. Ira Prince. Izzy Sykes. Jay Harkins. Jackie Asimov. Jacob Bennington. Jane Data Ghost. Jay Petrickin. Jeffrey Norris. Jice. Jen Wilses Arisotti. Jeremy Auer. Jesse Peterson. Joe DeVita. John Bruce. John Rattlemane. JWX. K. Kiefer. Lilith Penrod. Logan Jenkins. Lisso. Mammon. Marissa S. Martin S. Martin Lord. Mayday Knight. Michael Anderson. Michael Ornelas. Minty. Mr. Jakey Poo. Mockering Magpie. Mononymous Sam. Morgan Gate Levin. Mossman. Nick Pilaro. Picture is the cutest kobold. Rye Atticus. Rem Diaz. Real T-Rex. Roma Osman. Rhino. Southian. Sam. Samantha Cook. Sarah McClintock. Sean Carpenter. Sheena Markov. Scoval. Sylvia Crow. Tindarkin. Tanner. The Great Gahul Tree Ribs Union. Theodore Monk. Tim Riley. Toasty Bread. Thomas Herbertson. Triple Jumpster. Turtle Lover 2244. Verdigris. Veer and Voyen.